Welcome to CWS Christian Writing and Speaking. I'm your host, Jackie Wilson. And today's guest is a weight loss coach and emotional eating expert who has lost 100 pounds. From nanotechnology researcher to Navy Marine engineer to globe-trotting nomad, he spent most of his life running from his true calling until one question changed his life. Now he's on a mission to help others lose weight for good and leave those diets in the rearview mirror. He is a freedom nutrition coach, and he marries the science of metabolism with psychology of behavior change and the compassion of human connection to create life-changing transformations with his clients. Let's welcome to the CWS stage, Coach Jonathan McLernan.
Hey, thank you so much. It's great to be here.
Yes, I'm excited to hear your story, especially because there was one question that changed the trajectory of your life.
Yeah.
So how did we get here?
Well, I mean, and we're going to give you just a coconut sized nutshell because it's quite a story. And I'm actually writing a book. So at some point in time, the book, probably early next year, the book will come out at the time of, from the time of recording this. But I went through a traumatic experience when I was 29 and living in South Africa. And I wasn't really, I don't think we're ever really emotionally prepared to go through something like that. And so the way that I coped with my trauma was binge eating and food addiction. So I was using food to mask everything that I was experiencing because I didn't see another way out. And a lot of this, of course, is reflection and hindsight. At the time, I was just simply doing something to cope, just trying to live day to day. That led to me gaining over 120 pounds and going from being athletic to being morbidly obese. And that, you know, I remember having just a moment of like, how on earth did I get here? And really actually feeling quite helpless to create change. I tried many, many different things from diets to coaching to I run a nutrition supplement store. So I tried many different things to overcome this issue. And, you know, it felt like it was nearly impossible and it was really hopeless. And I think the most frustrating thing for me is thinking, you know, and even asking God, like, why is this so hard for me? Why can't I, you know, but I think what I gained from that is just this recognition that, like, we live in a world that's geared towards making us sick and unhealthy. We have so many forces acting against us and they're actually more powerful than we are as individual human beings. And we really can't do this alone. And when we try to do this alone, we set ourselves up to struggle. And I realized, like, it was, for me, it was like misplaced ego thinking that I had to figure this out on my own. It was like, I got to figure this out before I can go ask for help. It's like, that's kind of backwards, you know, recognizing, hey, I need some help here. And really, in a sense, we could say almost help overcoming who I am by nature to get to a place where I am healthier, because maybe going through the trauma, what it is it really showed sort of like who I am. And, you know, I see it through a very compassionate lens, but I say, this is who I am by nature without help. And this is the kind of behaviors that I tend towards. But learning not to see it through the harsh eyes of uncaring judgment, but the eyes of compassion. That's really what that question that changed my life. You know, that was a coach that asked me a really important question. And that definitely changed the trajectory of my life and got me into doing what I'm doing now.
So what was the question itself?
he asked me, if you make a list of all the things that you love and value, how far down that list do I go before I see your name?
Wow.
So that one really hit home. I think I had a misplaced understanding of humility. And I like the thought that humility is not thinking less of yourself, but thinking of yourself less. In other words, we don't make this about ourselves. So, you know, I really truly believe that each one of us has gifts to offer. I don't think I'm special, like each one of us is special and unique in one sense that we have unique gifts, but that doesn't elevate me above other people. It just means that I have unique gifts to offer. And it's wonderful when you get the opportunity to actually use those gifts to help other people and touch other lives. And so recognizing that even though I'm very good at what I do because of, I got my brain free of charge, I don't get to take the credit. That it's really not about me. It's about just allowing these gifts to be used in this world to really genuinely touch lives and help people.
Yeah. And you said you were praying to God, asking him, why is this so hard?
You know, and I think the answer is I was trying to do it myself. you know, I think it's like when this, now, and that's not to diminish anyone's experience. Like anyone who's been through trauma will understand, like it is immensely difficult to get through. but it's just infinitely harder when we try to get through it on our own. Get help from every possible angle you can, you know, get strength from God to help you navigate these difficult times. Because I think maybe there's this temptation or this desire to be like, well, just take the struggle away from me. And, you know, there's a really interesting thought around grace. A lot of people, maybe they think of it's like God's unmerited favor, but Paul spoke about, or God told Paul what he thought grace was. And he said, it's my strength made perfect in weakness. And I thought that was a really, you know, that's quite something quite profound to think about. And I still want to, you know, reflect on that yet. I think there's a lot to learn and unpack from that. But just this understanding that it's not about taking us out of the struggle, but navigating us through the struggle. Because if I could overcome this by myself, or if I could just get taken away from this, you know, do I lose my feeling or my need of God, you know? And yeah. where does that lead me? So accepting that, you know, maybe the world would like to sell us that life is supposed to be easy. But I think Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians 15 that, like, you know, if he was writing about the resurrection, it's like, if we didn't have a hope after this life, we of all men would be most miserable because of the lives they were living. They had hard lives back then, you know, cast in prison, beaten, like for what they believe. You know, we might get picked on social media. These people are actually beaten and put to death for believing. Mm. And so it's quite a different world. And so it, you know, I try to remember that and put that in perspective.
Yeah. So you lost 100 pounds, mm-hmm. your success story.
Yeah.
What are some of the things that help you most get to that point?
The central component of my success is compassion. So I was not very compassionate towards myself. I really struggled with self-loathing, self-hatred. And so to learn compassion, and just very quickly, compassion is not a get out of jail free card. I think it's important to understand that maybe this is why I was afraid of compassion for so long, mm-hmm. is I viewed it as weakness and permission to continue in this pattern of unhelpful behavior. So I'll give you one very quick story here. So let's just say I come over to your house and, you know, just popped in unannounced for a quick visit here. And it's middle of the afternoon on Tuesday and you're halfway through a bottle of wine, you know. Now, if I was to come in and wag my finger at you and go, Jackie, what are you doing? You know better. Are you stupid? You know better than this. Coming in with that, you know, immediately there's no desire to change the behavior. There's a desire to hide the behavior because of how we feel when we are receiving judgment. On the other hand, if I was to come in and say, oh, well, you're already halfway down, you might as well finish the whole thing. That's called enabling, right? That's just encouraging you to continue in that pattern of behavior. So compassion really walks that middle road and says, hey, you know, maybe you're having a hard afternoon. What's going on? How did we get here? Yeah. Let's understand, you know? And so it's like Jesus saying to the woman caught in adultery, like, neither do I condemn thee. In other words, I understand why you're doing this. I know how you got here because I can see into your heart. I know that what this behavior pattern is trying to accomplish in your life. But now that I've helped you, and now that I'm giving you power that you didn't have before, go and sin no more. Don't continue doing those things that are hurting you.
Yeah, I love that. Oh, man. Yes, we definitely need to show ourselves more compassion. I don't think people really understand the importance of it and understand that God is showing us compassion daily. Yeah. So if we are a reflection of Him, surely we can reflect that in our lives. So now you're helping other people. Can you tell us about your program?
Yeah. And you kind of mentioned it in the intro. I like to say that I marry the science of metabolism because this matters, you know. In other words, eating in a way that supports our body to operate at its healthiest, most optimal function. The psychology of behavior change. So really just understanding why it is that we do what we do. I sometimes call this like brain-driven weight loss. So figuring out why it is we do what we do, because the brain is the driver of our behaviors. And then the compassion of human connection. That is the glue that holds everything together. So many of my clients, they say, like, I feel so very blessed to have had you in my life because you changed even how I see myself. And so I often say, like, we can't read the label when we live inside the bottle. And that's why we struggle so much and why coaching is so helpful. God made us such that we are wired to learn from other human beings. We're wired for community and connection. When we connect to another human being who is safe, you know, it's okay then to become vulnerable and change. But if we feel alone and isolated, we will resist tooth and nail any kind of serious change in our life because we feel too vulnerable and insecure, even if we don't voice it that way. And so we need connection to other safe human beings where we know that in the process of us becoming vulnerable to create change, that someone's there to support us and guide us along the way.
Yeah, absolutely. So what is next for you, Jonathan?
Well, currently I'm writing a book. I don't want to say the working title in case it actually becomes the title, but it's part memoir and part like roadmap, I guess. Mm-hmm. So I view myself as a tour guide. When I coach people, I say I'm not a Sherpa, so I don't carry your backpack for you, but I will help you unpack your backpack. I'll help you, you know, maybe put some new tools in there. They're going to help you. And I'll walk with you during this stretch of the journey. So yeah, I view myself as a tour guide. So this book is part memoir. So part of my story that, you know, we touched on ever so briefly, and then part roadmap. Okay. How can we take lessons from my own experience and maybe apply them to your life in a way that's unique to you?
Yeah, I love it. We got to make sure people can connect with you. Can you tell them how they can reach you?
Yeah. Well, you can look up Freedom Nutrition Coaching, I think, on all the major social platforms. I'll say I'm probably most active on Facebook as a platform, even if I have a love-hate relationship with it, but it is useful for reaching people. And I have a podcast called Between the Before and After. And this is really about exploring people's stories of overcoming significant obstacles in life. You know, social media shows us the highlight reel, but I want to dive deeper than the highlight reel and really explore the powerful stories of people overcoming significant difficulties in their life. And so it's really a passion project for me. And I'm proud to say I've made it into the top 10% of all podcasts globally. So between the before and after. And then freedomnutritioncoach.com would be my website. So people are welcome to reach out. And I have 3 free 7-day courses that I offer people. You can find them on the website. One is called End Emotional Eating. One is, we call it Fat Loss Fundamentals. So just what are the basic steps that we take if we want to get healthy? And one's called Build Your Roadmap. So how do we take this information I've shared with you and turn it into a plan for you?
Yeah, I love it. I love it. So Jonathan, what is the final word for the audience? If there's nothing else that they take from this interview, what is it that they need to know?
That compassionate awareness is where we truly create transformational change. So what I mean by that is, so sometimes when we become aware of our unhelpful behavior patterns or destructive, self-destructive behavior patterns, we feel ashamed and we want to hide them and we feel guilt and, you know, we feel awful about it. But when we introduce compassion into the picture, we now see it with a desire to understand rather than to judge. And then it becomes safe change because so many of our behaviors, we don't realize this, but our brain is God made our amazing brain. 98% of our brain function is automatic. We don't even think about it. And so in order to create change, we first have to bring our behavior patterns into our conscious awareness. And that's the hard part because now we're going to see ourselves as we are. But when we do that through the lens of compassion, now it becomes possible to create change. So really that compassionate awareness is the foundation for transformational change.
Yeah, I love it. Thank you so much, Jonathan, for being a part of today's episode. And CWS audience, he has given you the word. Show yourself compassion. Find out why you're doing what you're doing. And when you start that path, you will begin to overcome. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. And until next time, beautiful people, God bless.